Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Joburg reaches a high of 28 this afternoon. Tzaneen and Rustenburg, 31. We start in Gauteng, where the Health Department of Health is investigating allegations against one of its hospitals reported by a patient on social media. In the video, the complainant comments about the rude behavior of staff and poor quality of facilities.
The department has learned of a video posted on social media by a patient who made several allegations against Helen Joseph Hospital. The complainant has pointed out at quite a number of issues, and some of them are reflected on the said video. The issues around staff attitude that are being raised. We have launched a program, a provincial program campaign called I Serve With A Smile, which is aimed at improving staff attitude and patient experience of care.
Departmental spokesperson Motala Tale Modiba says they've also established an internal infrastructure unit, which has now developed a maintenance and refurbishment program. President Cyril Ramaphosa has paid tribute to acclaimed struggle poet and writer James Matthews, who has died at the age of 95. Matthews was a member of the National Order of Ikamanga. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says Ramaphosa is deeply saddened by the passing of Matthews.
The president offers his condolences to the Matthews family, whose loss is shared by communities across South Africa, and associates globally with the poet, writer, and patron of the Congress of South African Writers. He exercised his creative endowment and political voice for close on 8 years of the 95 years of his life.
Now to rugby, and the Springboks beat the All Blacks for a second consecutive time in this year's Castle Lager Rugby Championship, edging their fierce rivals 18-12 in front of a sellout crowd at the DHL Stadium in Cape Town. It was also the Boxers' fourth win in a row over the Kiwis, the first time they achieved this in the professional era. And as a result, they won back the Freedom Cup for the first time since 2009. Coach Rassie Erasmus says they are particularly proud to reclaim the cup.
All wins is nice to have, but they've beaten us six times in a row where we were part of. But for us, really, this week was to talk about the Freedom Cup. I know we talk a lot about it and we say it a lot about South Africa, but when if you attach the Freedom Cup to that, it was special. We wanted to win this one, not necessarily for a rugby championship. I know there's a lot of work to do still there, but the Freedom Cup was very important for us.
Meanwhile, the Springbok women scored a superb 59-17 victory over a star-studded Barbarians team yesterday. The win is even more impressive as it was the South Africans' first match under a new coaching staff. The Bok women's next clash is against Spain on 19 September, their last opportunity to prepare for the women's 15s Level 2 tournament, which kicks off against Japan on 27 September. I'm Martine van der Walt Elers. Net weer die hoofnuus die uur. Die Gautengse Departement van Gesondheid ondersoek aantuigings wat in 'n videoplasing op sosiale media gemaak is oor swak diens en infrastruktuur by die Helen Josephs Hospitaal. Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems, I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.